I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major story is Ghana in alliance with ECOWAS to stop activities of Fulani herdsmen. 160,000 children orphaned by HIV and AIDS since its detection in 1986. Report on the shooting incident at Sehiriosu 2 years ago presented to Ministry of the Interior. NATO says Libyan crisis cannot be solved by military action alone. Sons of Osama bin Laden criticized U.S. authorities for killing their father. U.S. Secretary of State says Chinese system will collapse if it does not practice democracy. And the world remembers reggae maestro Robert Nesta Marley, and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says if China does not practice democracy, its system will collapse.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
The government is undertaking a number of tree planting projects across the country and appealed to donor countries to help finance the project. The chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, said forests provide livelihood for over 1.6 billion people and is considered a key resource for countries endowed with forest resources. According to him, the challenges of forest management can be overcome if only countries such as Ghana adopt an integrated and intersectoral approach to forest management.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa and Elvis Begi. Government has a vision to have an agricultural-led development that eliminates hunger, reduces poverty and food insecurity, while opening the way for export expansion and creation of wealth for farmers and businessmen. The statement was contained in a speech by the Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture, Dr. Alfred Tia Sugri, at a conference on increasing agricultural production to drive national growth in Accra. He noted that Ghana has for some time been a net importer of food items, and this has become a burden on the national economy. Dr. Sugri was emphatic that government is determined to reverse this trend by interventions that will accelerate the modernization of agriculture through the implementation of food and agriculture sector policy. It was the Deputy Minister's belief that addressing the challenges in the agricultural sector will help transform the economy through job creation, increased export earnings, food security and supply of raw materials for value addition. Dr. Sugri was confident that this will result in rural development and a reduction in the incidence of poverty. The country director of the Adventist Development and Relief Agency, ADRA, Dr. William Brown, has advocated a long-term sustainable food security program if the country is to continue enjoying its current peace. He described as alarming the current state of food insecurity in Ghana. Dr. Brown expressed the concern at the opening of an international exhibition and conference on agricultural business. Linda Goji and Emilia Akari were there for Radio Ghana.
The conference will examine ways in which existing farming practices can be replaced with large-scale commercial production to meet food security targets and raise farmers' income. Dr. Brown said food insecurity in Ghana is as a result of lack of access to capital and improved farming methods. He said agricultural productivity depends on irrigation support services and post-harvest management.
Even though after 54 years of independence, like many other developing nations, we still have problems with food security, which means that people do not have enough to eat as is required. But when people go without food, like because they cannot afford, they are compelled to eat once or twice, then we have a problem. In the northern region, we have a lot of potential and there are many crops that are good for that climatic area. So we cannot say that the north is so hot, therefore we cannot produce.
Linda Goji and Emilia Carey found that report. The AMA chief executive, Alfred Van der Poy, says threats by a group of market operatives to demonstrate against him if he does not resign will not disrupt him from doing his work. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News, Mr. Van der Poy dismissed the allegations and asked those with genuine concerns to report to the appropriate authorities for redress.
AMA runs markets in Accra. It is only district assemblies that have responsibility to run market. And district assemblies run market with the recognition of specific executives, membership to their market, and then their executives. And with respect to this so-called Market Women Association of Ghana, it is not a legitimate group that is recognized by AMA. Whatever they are alleging, let me take this opportunity one more time to apologize for the incident of the guy who there was an accident about his ear. That one, AMA has apologized for it. It's an incident that happened. AMA have done whatever we need to do, but that does not give grounds to anybody, group of persons or individual, to come out and throw out allegations that are unfounded.
Because the Market Women Association is not a recognized body, you're not heeding their call to resign.
What call to resign? Well, I have a job to do. I will continue to do my work. I will continue to focus on the advancement of achieving development in Accra. And we will continue to make sure that the beautification, the ending of the ship system, building schools, the Millennium City schools, building a Millennium City where, you know, we are bringing development to the doorsteps of the people.
AMA Chief Executive Alfred Van der Poy talking to Abigail Labi. The reconstituted governing board of the GBCE has been inaugurated. The 10-member board is chaired by Mrs. Felicia Besmete, a legal practitioner. The chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Bleyamihie, tasked the board to explore GBC's potential and generate more resources. The board must also work to ensure that the corporation lives up to its mandate as a public service broadcaster and seek the welfare of staff. Olivia Mwadansu and Victoria Haji were at the inaugural ceremony and have filed this report.
Mr. Bleyamihie charged the new governing board to come out with guidelines and policies that must be strictly implemented by management. He said GBC faces numerous challenges and the NMC will count on the expertise and experience of the new board to address them.
Our governing bodies will do well to their mandate by setting the broad guidelines and policies which must be dutifully implemented by management and staff without fail. What the new board, like the old board, will encounter soon is the volume of challenges that GBC faces. This is the time for us to walk the talk, particularly with the advent of digital television transmission, where the experts tell us television transmissions will be separated from production and provision of programs. 2013 is the year set for the digital migration in Ghana, and this will coincide with the tenure of office of this board.
Mr. Bleyamihie also spoke about the recent happenings at the corporation and lessons that could be learned from it.
The cycle of developments for many months made GBC and its workers newsmakers and not reporters of the news. There are many lessons all of us, Media Commission, governing bodies of public media, management and staff of public media have learned or should learn about that season of discontent. One of the lessons from that chapter is that all our public media must be operated or run on best practices in corporate governance with clear boundaries of responsibilities for the governing boards, management and staff.
In her acceptance speech, the chairperson for the new board, Felicia Besemate,
said she and her colleagues will be guided by integrity and work hard for the development of the corporation.
We shall endeavor, with the guidance of God and the support of management and staff, to work hard for the progress and future development of the corporation. We shall abide by our mandate. Our watchword shall be integrity, and we shall all work hard to maintain it.
The Acting Director General of GBC, Kwabena Saponamani, expressed gratitude to the past board and hoped that the new board will bring new life to the corporation.
It is our prayer that the new board will bring in new lease of life to the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, so that by the end of their term of office, all will say, well done. The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation management welcomes the new board and assures the board that it is ready and willing to work together with the board to lift high the status of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation.
Members of the board include Felicia Ablo, Fati Brahima Mohammed, Major General Abdullahi, Koko Amar Teifio, and Ernest Asamoah. The rest are Togbe Adum Dry, Kwesi Fiye Bedu, Joel Edmond Nete, and the Acting Director General Kwabena Saponamani.
Olivia Mwadansu and Victoria Haji found that report. This news comes to you from Uganda, Accra. The major stories: Ghana in alliance with ECOWAS to stop activities of Fulani herdsmen. 160,000 children orphaned by HIV and AIDS since its detection in 1986. Reports on the shooting incident at Sehuriosu 2 years ago presented to Ministry of the Interior. NATO says Libyan crisis cannot be solved by military action alone. Sons of Osama bin Laden criticized U.S. authorities for killing their father. U.S. Secretary of State says Chinese system will collapse if it does not practice democracy. And the world remembers reggae maestro Robert Nesta Marley 30 years after his death. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Welcome back. More than 160,000 children have been orphaned by HIV and AIDS since the disease was first detected in the country in 1986. The technical manager of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Fred Nanapuku, made this known at the Western Regional First Quarter HIV and AIDS Review meeting in Sekendi. She called for pragmatic measures to stem the disease and also assist the victims to lead decent and healthy lives. George Grant Yangson has the rest of the story.
The meeting was attended by major stakeholders, including community health nurses at six centers, HIV-focused persons in their targeted districts, and the district directors of health. It was facilitated by the Catholic Health Services, OIC International, and the Ghana AIDS Commission. The program officer of home-based care projects of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Bismarck Obinkusi, noted that since HIV AIDS was first identified in their country, all programs have been geared towards prevention, leaving those who had already contracted the disease to their fate. He said it is to reverse this trend that the Ghana AIDS Commission, the Catholic Health Services, and OIC International have been collaborating to support people living with the disease and the vulnerable children in society. In addition, home-based caregivers assist them with both cash and kind and psychosocially as well. Mr. Obinkusi said the way forward in dealing with the HIV AIDS millions is to help both those who already have the disease to lead healthy and normal lives and also to step up preventive programs.
George Grant Yangson, Father Story. A staff of the Office of Doctors Phil Garbra, Alhaji Seydou Nasir, says Dr. Ekos Biogabra's decision to contest the flag bearership of the NDC is to enable the party to win next year's elections with a unified front and not a divided one. Alhaji Nasir spoke to Abigail Labi on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News.
He wants to stand in for the peace and unity of NDC come the end of our Congress in July. It is for this reason, coupled with the cry from the hook and cranny of this country my party fellows to see Dr. Ekosipo Gabra stand as the flag bearer for this party in their hopes and aspiration that he will be the best candidate to secure our victory in 2012.
What do you think will be the message of Dr. Spio Gabra that is so different that probably the electorate may not have heard before?
Dr. Ekosipo Gabra has stated that he stands for the unity and the peace within the NDC. He has justified that by being careful in deciding to pick up the form. He has communicated and highlighted various dynamic ways in which he, in his opinion, would like the NDC to transform. And I think this, when he told them in 2006, they thought it wasn't his time, and that they voted for our sitting president, His Excellency Professor Evans Arts-Mills. And this time, that the cry of party faithfuls is all over, looking for a savior, I think is the right time. I think they have realized that his message then is more important now than it was even then.
Commenting on the recent happenings in the NDC, the programs manager of the Center for Democratic Development, Paul Abrahamsa, however, said he believes that Dr. Gabra's decision to contest the NDC race does not mean peace won't be restored in the party. The Ghana Grid Company Limited, GRIDCO, has announced disruption in power supply today, Wednesday, May 11, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The affected areas are Kwandung, Dambai, and Hohoi in the Volta region. A statement signed by the head of public relations of GRIDCO, Albert Kwesikwenu, says it requires the outage to carry out installation works at the Kwandung substation. GRIDCO sincerely apologizes to residents in the affected areas for the inconvenience the disruption in power supply might cause. The Western Regional Security Committee has submitted the full report of the Committee of Inquiry into the December 11, 2009 shooting at Sefiriosu, in which two people were killed and one person was seriously wounded, to authorities in Accra for the necessary action. The Regional Minister, Paul Evans Edu, who is also the chairman of the Security Committee, said at a media briefing in Sekendi that the committee has recommended, among other things, that the two suspects in the incident should be arrested and prosecuted to ensure that justice is done. He advised the bereaved families to be patient and allow the law to take its course. A self-employed man, Ibrahim Jibrin, has been granted a 2,000 Ghana Cedi bail with two sureties by an Accra Circuit Court. He has been charged for defrauding an engineer of Vodafone, Divine Petogi, of 4,000 Ghana cedis and 10 bulls. Here's a report by correspondents Amasewa Bediako and Beatrice Opong.
Presenting the first, Chief Inspector Bernard Delfo said the accused, Ibrahim, is a metal scrap dealer who came into contact with the complainant, Divine, who also doubles as a livestock farmer. 6 months ago, he said the complainant mentioned his livestock farming to the accused, who showed interest in it. Chief Inspector Delfo says a month later, the complainant gave the accused person 4,000 Ghana cedis part payment to settle a debt on his behalf. He stated that the money was rejected by the creditor, so the accused suggested to the complainant that the money be used to purchase some cows to augment the herd with Divine obliged. During the period, Ibrahim took 10 bulls from Divine, which he said was to be exchanged for cows since the complainant needed more of them. After taking the money and the bulls, the accused went into hiding until last Thursday, when he was arrested from his hideout at Ashima. Chief Inspector therefore said the accused confessed to the offences and was charged accordingly. He has, however, pleaded not guilty to fraud by false pretences. The case has been adjourned till the 24th of this month.
Report by Amasewa Bediako and Beatrice Opong. On the international front, NATO has carried out more air raids on the Libyan capital Tripoli shortly after UN aid chief Baroness Valerie Amos called for a pause in hostilities to ease the humanitarian crisis. Reports say NATO targeted government buildings, including the compound of Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. The sons of Osama bin Laden have criticized the U.S. authorities for carrying out what they term his arbitrary killing. A statement given to the New York Times newspaper said the family wants to know why the Al-Qaeda leader was not captured alive. The statement is attributed to Bin Laden's fourth son, Omar Bin Laden, who has repeatedly distanced himself from his father's ideology. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has criticized China's crackdown on dissent as a fool's errand, saying Beijing is trying to halt history. Mrs. Clinton also called the China's human rights record deplorable. She defended U.S. dealings with Beijing, saying they live in the real world. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the death of popular reggae maestro Robert Nesta Marley. Bob Marley, as he is affectionately called, even after his death on 11th May 1981, is recognized globally as a music icon. His music is patronized and enjoyed by all lovers of reggae music. Bob Marley's music has won popularity for its didactic lyrics. Radio Ghana's Rita Ampabing has been following the Bob Marley legacy and brings you this write-up.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. There was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America, stolen from Africa, brought to America.
Bob Marley was a reggae hero whose music traversed the local and international arena. He was popularly known for his vision of one world and one love, which inspired many Rastafarians. Bob Marley's music embodies the fight against political repression and advocates metaphysical and artistic insight. His music was not just accepted among Jamaicans alone, but also the Hopi Indians of New Mexico, Indonesia, Britain, and West Africa, especially Ghana. Lovers of Bob Marley say, if and whenever one needs to refer to a situation or crisis, there is always a Bob Marley song that will relate to it. For instance, one of his songs says, "No man should worry about anything." Bob Marley is also known for his songs like "Could You Be Loved," "Africa Unite," and "Babylon" by Bass. Lovers of Bob Marley songs spoke to Radio Ghana.
Bob Marley is a great philosopher. One can say it in his music. He was not only preaching peace, nationalism, revolution, but he was touching the very lives of people.
When he died, I was young. I can't really remember what happened in those days, but I enjoy his songs and I'll continue to enjoy it.
Bob Nesta Marley has been an inspiration to the world. He's touched many hearts, but unfortunately his music, instead of galvanizing people together, seems to have provided inspiration for a certain group of young men to smoke weed and other drugs that did not help them in any way.
Bob Marley, before his death in 1981, took ill and was prescribed with a cancerous disease. He fought the disease for 8 months and was treated at the clinic of Dr. Joseph Isself in Bavaria. The disease was unbearable and he unfortunately died in a Miami hospital on Monday, May 11, 1981. Bob Marley was 36 years old when he died. May his soul rest in peace. Rita Mpabing, Radio Ghana, Accra.
We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The Daily Graphic commends the National Service Secretariat for roping in doctors onto the National Service Scheme. In a country where the doctor-patient ratio is miles apart, the Graphic believes this development will bring health delivery to the doorsteps of the people. The paper hopes that the impediments that have often prevented health workers and other professionals from accepting postings to rural communities will be removed to provide much-needed motivation to such workers to give of their best as a way of helping the country achieve its health care targets by 2015. The Ghanaian Times expresses worry about the activities of blood transfusion contractors at the Kolobo Teaching Hospital, who charge between 50 and 60 Ghana cedis for each pint of blood they donate to patients scheduled for surgery, at the time that beverages and blood tonics are provided as incentives to entice people to donate freely. The Times is at a loss as to why annual blood transfusion stands at an abysmal 41%. The paper also questions why the enthusiasm to donate blood, which was so high in the past, has all of a sudden diminished. The Times hopes that government will put in place the necessary measures to support the blood bank to keep blood contractors out of the illegal business. That ends editorials of the papers presented by Ibrahim Kwatin.
Trend and news, the main points again. The government is working with ECOWAS to stop the activities of Fulani herdsmen in the country. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sheria Ite, announced this at the launch of the International Year of Forests in Accra. And U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says if China does not practice democracy, its system will collapse. The news was presented by Samuel Issa in Accra.